This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
I'm going to be reading the Word of God, and I want us to reverence God by standing. And I'm going to be reading from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. And the Bible says, "And David said, Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Please take note, "for Jonathan's sake." And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. Take note of Ziba. "And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thou art thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness of David unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Michal, the son of Ami, in Lodibar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Michal, the son of Ami, from Lodibar. 6. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was called unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold thy servant. Father Lord God, we are your servants. We have come here this morning to listen to your word. The Bible says that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding. Father Lord God, in the name of Jesus, no man, no woman that have come here will live here the same in the name of Jesus. You will bless them. This word will bring answer to prayer. This word will bring restoration. This word will bring the redemptive power of our Lord Jesus Christ. People will come to the knowledge of Christ because there is God in Israel that ruleth in the affairs of men. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray and we worship. You may be seated. You know, I thank God for this message that I'm about to minister to you this morning. It is the word from God. You know, I was sharing with Pastor Femi regarding this word, and I know it is from God. And I am very convinced that you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. It is going to be raw, so just like the Berean Christians, you will go back and study it, because I have not really studied it. So you will go back and study it in the name of Jesus. We all heard the story, just as our brother said. We are all lame in one way or the other. We are all lame. You might see my physical disability is so in, and there are some people, their disability is so invisible, you will not notice it. But you are disabled. Please take note of it. We are all disabled. You know, I can remember when I did my research. When I was doing my MSc, I did a research on the invisible homeless people in London. There are people that are homeless, they are invisible. That's how you are disabled, it is invisible. But it just happened that of Mephibosheth, it was visible. But sometimes our disability might not be caused by us. And sometimes it's something that happened, just as it happened accidentally to Mephibosheth. It happened, the woman was about, the woman thought that he was doing something wonderful. Because, you know, when a king comes in the olden days, they kill every other person because they don't want anybody to struggle that position of authority. So, in the place of trying to run away with Mephibosheth, somebody that has lost his father, his grandfather at the age of 5, maybe his mother even died. We didn't know about that. And they took him to Lodibar. Lodibar is a place of no pasture, no communication, barrenness. You know, our brother was giving his testimony. When he came to London, it was a different ball game. This is Lodibar. I can remember when I came to London, my brother, we all experienced it. My first Christmas, it is good now. You can see Indian shop opening. Sorry, off-license shop is opening. Before, no off-license shop. No off-license shop opening. 2003, specifically, when I came in, no license. I couldn't even come to church on Christmas Day because no bus. I was not used to it. I was in my Lodibar in my room. No communication. Thank God you have a wife you were talking to. Some of us, nobody to talk to. We are lost counting the ceiling. I didn't even know that shops were not open. So I was planning that maybe on that Christmas day, I would go and buy something to eat. Snow fell that day. I couldn't go out. So that's how life was. Lodibar. But thank God for the God of mercy. God will put somebody to remember you. In the name of Jesus. And that man, David, he remembered. Do you know when he called Ziba? You know, I don't know if any of us watch university contents. That's in, you know, university quiz. When the person will just be saying, you know this, they will just answer the question. Sometimes it might be right. Sometimes it might be wrong. So I think when they called Ziba, and the king was saying, okay, is there anybody in the house? He just said, oh, he wants to kill all of them again. He wants the remaining people, he wants. But when he now said kindness, Ziba now said, I'm supposed to be enjoying. He now said, oh, that man, he is lame. That is how they will label you. They'll say, that woman, she's a single woman. That woman, she does not have a child. That woman, she is very sick. That woman, this and this. That will not be our portion. They might call you that name, but your significance is still there. There are some doctors that don't have a job. That does not mean that they are not doctors. Their value is still there. The job will come. The man will come. You will be healed. The Bible says it shall come to pass. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. It will not tarry. The Lord will speak. It will speak. The vision is for an appointed time. It will not lie. It will not lie. It will speak in the name of Jesus. He was there. And they came to look for him. You know, the Bible says that we are all royal priesthood. And they say, come. He came. And he said, all what you have, we are restoring you back. You, Ziba, you will be his servant. The Lord will, those people that have written you off, the Lord will make them your servant. In the name of Jesus. He said, you will be his servant, but he will be eating on my table. All the inkong, all the things, all the years the palmer worm, the caterpillar has eaten, the Lord is will restore. You know, there is a man in the Bible. He asked his father, he said, give me my own portion. I want to enjoy. Give me my own portion. The Lord, his father gave him, and he went to squander it. You know, the Lord is always calling us. People that want to help you, they are looking for you. The Lord is calling you and I. We are not the people that is called. The Bible says that I have chosen you. You are not the person that chose God. The Lord chose you. That's how the Lord is always opening his hand, waiting for us. Waiting for us to come. He has called us. He said, I stand at the door and knock. I stand at the door and knock. The door, people are always knocking. Are you making use of the opportunities that people bring before you? You have to grab it. And thank God, the Bible, you know, in the case of Joseph, the Bible tells us that he washed himself, he cut his hair and did everything. But this one, he didn't bother to dress up. He went the way he is. And that is how the Lord wants you. Come as you are. Come as you are. He went the way he is. He went there, and the king changed his story. The Lord will change your story in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to let us know that I've already said that you might lose your title, but your significance is still there. Just as that man lost his title, he was a priest. He was from the royal house, but he lost it. But thank God he came back in the mighty name of Jesus. And as I've already told us, people might labor you, but God will not labor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus Christ told the people, he said, if you have not commit sin, take a stone and stone that woman. And nobody stoned her. And the Lord told him, he said, go back and sin no more. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is calling us. The Lord is waiting to receive you. And he's saying, go back and sin no more in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I have need of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as I was telling us regarding the man, the prodigal son, he squandered everything he had and he came back. He remembered that there is a king. His father was waiting for him. The Lord is waiting for us on a daily basis. The Lord wants to bless you and I in the name of Jesus. The Lord wants, you know, the Bible says that even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because the Lord is with me. When you are in Lodiba, don't fear. Don't fear. You are not supposed, the Bible talked about in Psalm 23, in the valley. You are not supposed to be standing in the valley. You are supposed to be walking in the valley because you have to leave the valley to come to the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. But some of us, when we are in the valley, we just want to stay there. But that's not the desire of God for us. He wants us to leave the valley and come to the mountain, to come to the good pastures. The Bible talked about the green pastures, and we will lie down in the green pastures. In Lodiba, Lodiba is a place of no pasture. So you have to leave no pasture so that you will come to where there is green pasture. And there is where you could lie down. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord wants us to change. You know, sometimes Lodiba is a spiritual experience. Sometimes it's physical. is physical. That's why I was talking about visible and invisible. So when it becomes visible, it's physical. When it becomes invisible, it's spiritual. And that is very difficult to manage. But by the grace of God, you will be able to manage it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I want us to know that God is a faithful God. God wants to rewrite your story and my story. I never think that, I'm sure Mephibosheth never ever thought in his life that a time will come where he will sit on the table with the king and people will become his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord can do anything. The Bible says that God is able to do abundantly, exceedingly, more than you ask or think of, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's just for you to think about it. Sometimes you say, I think it has happened to most of us. Sometimes we just say, but I was just thinking about it. How did it happen? It happened because God's word must come to pass. God's word must come to pass in the name of Jesus. He said, "Is my word not like fire? Is my word not like fire?" Because God's word is fire, so it can consume anything in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know, Mephibosheth compared himself like a dog. You know, in the olden days, you know, nowadays people just have dogs as pets. But in those days, dogs were not allowed. Dogs are regarded as unclean animals. So he compared himself as a dog. I'm not worthy to be coming near you. But thank God for the compassionate God that has come down to your level and my level. If you read the word of God in 2 Samuel chapter 9, when you start, you hear them talking about King David. But when it came to verse 8 to the end, they were calling David. They were calling him David. And that's how God is. He's a compassionate God. He sent Jesus Christ in the form of man to come and stay with you, to come and experience what you are experiencing. Praise the name of the Lord. People said, is that not Jesus? The father, his father is a carpenter. They labored him. So you are not the first person to be labored. You are not the first person. On my street in where I live in Benin City, I saw one of my friends just now. We were classmates maybe about 45 years ago. And she came to meet me. He said, "Are you not Kiri?" I said, "Yes." I will talk to her after church. And you know, in my street, they'll be saying, "Iyebo, Iyebo." That means mother of Oyibo, mother of Oyibo. Because my mother has four Oyibo people. So they were saying, they labeled her. Praise the name of the Lord. But nowadays, they don't call her Iyebo again. They'll say, mama doctor, mama lawyer. They don't call her Iyebo again because her story has changed. God has rewritten her story. And God will rewrite your story. They will say you don't have a child. The Lord will give you a child. They will say you don't have a husband. The Lord will give you a husband. They will say you don't have paper. The Lord will give you a paper. They will say you are not a pastor. The Lord will make you a pastor. In the name of Jesus, your singing is not in vain. You will not just sing only in Croydon Tabernacle. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will take you around the four corners of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is able to do it in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, and that is how God have compassion for us. Jesus Christ came down in the form of man. He was hungry. He was tempted. He was promoted. You will be tempted. and you will be promoted. Mephibosheth went through his own temptation and he was promoted. Praise the name of the Lord. When you read the book, that's a message for another time, but I'll just use it to round up. You know, I told us to take note of Ziba. Thank God for the kindness. When you read the book of this book, chapter 9, the man, they talked about kindness 3 times. My brothers and my sister, let us show kindness. I'm going back to my brother again, concerning his testimony. People were showing him kindness. Despite his quietness, people were showing him kindness. Let us begin to show kindness. In the name of Jesus, don't let people say, that is my role model. Give them opportunity by showing them kindness. Toby is my role model, but I will pray for you. I'm not showing you kindness. Show the person kindness. Teach the person how to fish. And that's what they did. And praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells us again, just as I said, sorry, I'm going to round up now. Ziba, in chapter 19, Ziba was just a very, you could see, why he called that man, is he not lame? In chapter 19, he was not saying, David, this man, when you went away, he was doing this, he was doing that. But when David found the truth, he now said, because David now said, let them divide. He said, no, let Ziba take everything. Ziba went to spoil Mephibosheth in the face of David. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Mephibosheth was faithful to the end. And I want you to be faithful to the end in the name of Jesus. Because at the end of it all, it is not about your skills. It is not about your ability. It is not about your social status. It is about you standing in the presence of God. And he will say, welcome, good and faithful servant. So can we just rise up this morning and begin to thank God concerning the word of God that we have heard. That Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because people can labor us, but you will not labor us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us begin to thank God that labor, the Lord will remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us begin to thank God that in the mighty name of Jesus, he will send a man and a woman that will stand for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the heart of a king is in the hands of God. He turneth it wherever he will, like the course of a sea. The Lord will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will do it for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us begin to thank God that this word that we have heard, it will not speak against us in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God that we have heard, he will not speak against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Things might not make sense now. Things might not make sense now. But the Lord will make it make sense to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, because you are good. And we thank you, Lord God, because you are able to do abundantly, exceedingly more than we ask or think of. We thank you, Lord God, for the land of no pasture, no communication that you are taking us from. And you are bringing us into the land of light. You are bringing us into the land of green pastures in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that we are lame. And because we know that we are lame, we thank you, Lord God, by your grace and your mercy, you will take us into that marvelous place. And at the end of it all, you will say, welcome, good and faithful servant. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship. And so, Father, we thank you for the word of God that we have heard this morning. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, God, that your word is able to build us up and bring us among those that are sanctified. Holy Spirit of God, build us up in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the grace, O Lord, to love you with all our hearts. Give us the grace, O Lord, to show kindness in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to understand that everything is by your grace. Unmerited favor. Grace, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we worship. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208 688 466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.